Welcome back to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 70, and we are going back to the lowlands where we haven't been for a long, long time. So we're kind of excited about this. I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
And I'm John.
I almost forgot that. It's been a while since we've done this. Okay. So we have three lowland scotches today. We have Glenkinchie 12-year. We have Bothan, that is a sherry cask expression. And we have Clydeside Stobcross. That's interesting. Okay. I don't know if that's an addition or what. Yeah. So.
You'll hear about it later.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the Glenkinchie 12-year. And what strikes me, first of all, is that all of these are very light, pale gold. You know, there's not an amber streak among them. They're all...
Especially the Clydeside, which
it's
like,
paler than the rest. Yeah.
Definitely paler than the others.
Yeah.
Per Olaf apparently has something to say about it as well.
Always. So Glenkinchie is located in the town of Pencaitland, which is about 15 miles from Edinburgh. So that Glenkinchie is often referred to as the Edinburgh malt.
You're fine.
Yeah. Sorry, that's to the cat. I'm sure you're fine too. I hope you are anyway. and it was founded by the brothers John and George Raitt. And it's, you know, like many distilleries, it went through various closings and openings. And at one point, it was converted into a sawmill. And then in 1881, it was rebuilt and whiskey making restarted under Major James Gray. In 1914, they started joining other groups to form, you know, kind of corporations. And in 1997, they joined with the Diageo group. So they're one of those under that umbrella. Diageo is the one that has identified the six classic malts of single malts of Scotch whiskey. And Glenkinchie, 12-year, is their representative from the lowlands. It's bottled at 43% ABV. And for the nose, I got this review from Whiskey Unplugged. There should be a sweet, delicate, and floral smell right off the bat. that should make you think of pear drop sweets and apple pie or pudding.
Pie or pudding?
Pies.
Oh, well, I guess apple pie and apple pudding might smell pretty similar.
Similar with apples, yeah.
I get neither one, but that's me. It smells sweet.
Yeah, it is. It is Swedish. Sweetish.
Not Swedish.
Right. And it's a little floral. You know, it is. It is a pretty light scent. and even though it's bottled at 43% ABV, there isn't a lot of alcohol in the aroma. I mean, you get some, but it's not. It's not heavy.
I get pear. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It smells good.
John has what you call nose spidey sense.
Mm.
He can smell things that others cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time that Mary, my sister-in-law, she had a bottle of spices that my mother had put together for cooking. It was just my mother's own blend.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know what was in it. And my mother had passed away. So she had John in there sniffing it and putting spices together. Remember that?
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. And I think you got pretty close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got pretty close. Okay, sorry. Digressing.
No, it's okay.
But that's why you listen to us, isn't it? Because we digress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Always.
So initially, there's a little bit of an alcohol bite, but then you should get apple-based pudding flavors. That's where the pudding came in. Evidently. I was complaining.
No. I do not get apple-based pudding flavors.
How about lemon drizzle cake with a little oak?
I get oak, but I do not get food product of any kind.
Yeah, the flavor to me is
just
possibly somewhere between apples and pears, but I definitely get the oak too. It's yummy. It's pretty good.
It's nice. Okay.
Again, lighter than a lot of whiskeys.
Yeah.
But tasty. And then as the finish, it says, as you drink this down, there isn't a lot left flavor-wise. The spirit leaving us with just a little oaky spice and tingle. And I think
I get the tingle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. but not a lot of lingering flavor.
Mm-mm.
No. So the verdict from Whiskey Unplugged was that he said he wasn't sure if he's being swayed by it being called Lowlands and the lighter flavor connotations that usually infers. But it is indeed one of the lighter and easiest single malt scotches that I've had. And that is dangerous, of course, but, you know, so. But, and he doesn't say it there, but he said it later, you know, that the Lowland scotches had the kind of reputation of being the ladies' dram. I made air quotes there. You couldn't see that. I figured that was pretty useless, but actually. But meaning that they weren't peaty or they weren't as robust, shall we say, as some of the others. I don't think it's ladies' dram so much as that it's something that would go very nice on a hot day. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Next we have the Bothan Lowland Scotch Whiskey Sherry Cask Expression. It is a Lowland single malt Scotch whiskey brand produced for Alexander Murray & Company, a California-based bottler, a.k.a. they do stuff for Total Wine & More. It's another one of those Total Wine & More
ones. Oh, I didn't
ones,
know that.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The actual distillery remains undisclosed, of course, though it is widely believed to be Blaednock, a Lowland distillery known for supplying similar independent bottlings. There is no age limit.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, if you're over 150, you should probably knock it off.
Or lower than 21.
Yeah.
You should not do this. But there's no age statement.
Yeah, there you go.
But the whiskey is matured in both ex-bourbon barrels and ex-sherry hogsheads.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds gross. I know it's not really a hogshead. I just, you know. Got that vision in my head. It's bottled at 43% ABV and sold primarily through large U.S. retailers like Total Wine & More. It's a combination of, as I said earlier, doing really well here. We really haven't done this for a while, but it's all Marlis's fault.
Right.
A combination of ex-sherry hogshead and bourbon barrel maturation creates a balanced floral and fruity character with prominent notes of sultana, blossom honey, and biscuit. Now, the question is it an American biscuit or a British biscuit?
I'm going with British biscuit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going with that, too. Mm-hmm. And the body is citrusy and light with a rich, nutty finish.
Mm-hmm. It smells good.
And if you listen to us, you know that this is Judy, by the way, I am very fond of sherry cask finished whiskeys. So let us try.
Yeah, you can smell the sherry when you're actually smelling it.
It doesn't seem to have as much aroma as the Glenkinchie to me.
Okay, now I have to. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. It's different. The Glenkinchie is a lighter, brighter kind of a aroma, and this is more of a darker aroma. Mm-hmm. It's maybe a little softer, but it smells.
Mr. Nose says, I can't smell anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm only saying that I've had my nose in this glass for, the entire time Judy was talking almost. And,
I wasn't looking at him. I didn't notice.
Over that time, I'm beginning to smell some things that, like maybe cherries or something like that, or
the fruit.
Yeah.
The fruit.
Raisins. Fruit. Or, yeah.
So, some lighter fruits.
As opposed to, apples, pear slash flavors and I was getting from the first one.
And it says it's supposed to have that blossom honey notes.
I get the honey more in the finish, or as it's kind of gone down and it's still evaporating in your mouth. That's got that kind of sweet honey taste, but I like it very much. And I also like sherry finish, so it's interesting because even though it looks the same, it tastes darker, not heavier so much. Yeah, that's okay. That's what I get, is that it's got that sherry infusion, but it's still on a very light tone of the whiskey.
It's a light level of it, but it's a slightly different flavor.
And what's interesting, if you tip up the Glenkinchie, doesn't have many legs to speak of.
Not so much.
But
the
Bothan does, so it's a little more syrupy, has more body to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's tasty.
It is tasty. I so far, I don't think I've had a sherry cask finished whiskey I didn't like. Yeah, I like some more than others, but this is definitely one that, of course, I forgot to write down what the cost was. But
it was, the Bothan and the Clydeside were both about between 40 and 45, I think. And the Glenkinchie was more at about 80. Okay. But it's a 12-year also. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that accounts for the...
Or mine, we have no idea.
Right. No age statement.
It could be two. Mm-hmm. It could be five.
Yeah.
Well, I think by law it has to be at least three. Right. Oh, I see. You were fooling with me.
Yes.
All right.
All righty. but now we have that piece of knowledge for everyone, is it has to be at least three, she thinks. But she's probably right.
To be a Scotch whiskey.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all I have to say. I did not do any reviews for it.
Okay. So moving on. The third sampling is the Clydeside Staubcross Single Malt. And a brief history. Distillery origins. The Clydeside Distillery opened in Glasgow in 2017, repurposing a historic 1877 pump house from the old Queen's Dock on the River Clyde. The distillery was the first malt whiskey producer in Glasgow in over a century. Mm. It's owned by Morrison Glasgow Distillers. Notably, Tim Morrison, the principal owner, is a descendant of John Morrison, who originally built the dock and pump house. The Staubcross is their first release. Named after Staubcross Road, near the distillery site, Staubcross is Clydeside's inaugural single malt, launched in 2021. It's a Lowland-style whiskey matured in a blend of American bourbon and European sherry casks.
Okay.
On the nose, I'll say. We don't always get what they said they're going to have in the printout.
It is reported that.
Yeah. But on the nose, it should have floral aromas, fresh sweetness with tropical undertones.
See, I get more alcohol in this one, so that's...
Well, it's very young. Did I accidentally take out the part where it says it's 3 years old? I mean, it's 2021, but it is now 2025, which is make it four, but it's really three. It was bottled at three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very young.
It says it was launched in 2021, but it doesn't...
It's barely legal.
State.
I know.
So basically...
It's just a baby.
I know. Yeah. So basically, does that mean that whiskey ages like dogs? Every 7 years is a human year?
I don't think so. I think whiskey's advantage is that it stops aging basically once it's bottled. You know,
right.
I mean,
I'm saying, Marla.
Yeah, I don't actually want to be bottled, but still,
It's 21 because it's three.
Oh, I see.
It's humor.
Lord have mercy. I am falling flat. I better not go out on the comedy stage tonight.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not good at math. You know that.
No, or comedy, apparently.
Okay, so.
Next time, I'll slap you in the head so that you know that I'm kidding.
We need sound effects.
Yeah, so I'm not getting a whole lot of aromas here just because of the alcohol. Anyone else? Mr. Nose Man, are you?
Perloff isn't getting any either.
No.
Here, Perloff, wait, you try it. What do you think? He said nope. Mm-mm. He says not doing it.
Mm-mm. Fresh linen?
Fresh linen? Really?
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of alcohol, but again.
It's
only three.
Interesting.
It's only 3 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a baby, yeah.
It does smell very clean. Mm-hmm. Just a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Doesn't need its diaper changed. It's doing good.
Mm.
The palate is supposed to be floral and fruity, apple, pears, and with tropical notes, with white pepper.
Mm. I got the pepper. Don't know if it's white or not, but I got it.
Well, and I get kind of a candy taste, you know, the... like a very light caramel or, you know, again, these are all very light in tone. So you've got what, you know, in a different whiskey, you would identify caramel and dark fruit and it would be, you know, this is on a very light note, but it tastes good. And you can taste the sherry.
Mm. Yeah. One thing I do remember, John, from the reviews that I took off, sorry, is that, the people who were, the different people who were reviewing it, basically, there was a consensus that it's young, but it has a lot of potential.
You know?
So, in other words, they think this distillery is on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I actually like it a mm-hmm. lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a little burny on my tongue.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's the finish for me, but
and I think that's its
I
youth.
I would definitely, mm-hmm. yeah, that's its youth. Because, you know, they're so sassy.
The sweetness definitely more than compensates for, you know, mm-hmm. the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly alcohol burny, I wouldn't say. It doesn't really bother me a lot, but, you know, I've drank it years, so.
Yes, true.
That matters.
You've just burned your throat. Mm-hmm. Your taste buds.
I like that. And it kind of goes up into your sinuses. Mm-hmm. And
it warms you up.
It's warming,
it
yeah.
does. So it definitely would be great in winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it's cold out.
Yeah, cold, rainy day.
Rainy day. This would be great sitting by the fire.
I've been seeing a lot of Facebook posts about Billy Connolly, the famous Scottish comedian who's amazing. He's from Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that this is doing him proud.
Oh. Well, we're glad to.
He's an amazing comedian, fairly lewd and not politically correct at all, but really funny.
Oh,
so,
my favorite.
You would love, yeah, look him up.
And this one doesn't have a great deal of body to it either.
No.
But it's young.
Just a baby.
I've still got, you know, lace on the glass, though, from when I took a drink out of it.
A little, mm-hmm. but it's not a lot like the Bothan. The Bothan has more than...
Yeah. Yes, Sir Billy Connolly should be proud. Proud.
Mm.
I probably shouldn't use his name to advertise things. Sorry. Sorry.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he is still.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you shouldn't.
He's off the stage because I think he has Parkinson's
Now I see what you're saying, John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
It didn't have it at first. I don't know. It had fallen to the bottom of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need a little more of the Glenkinchie.
Okay.
For.
I'm going to need
water
a
test.
Yeah, I think I
might need more of that one too. I think the only one I didn't, for some reason, I didn't drink as much of the Bothan. Or maybe you gave me more of that.
No.
Now I need some of the Bothan too.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, everybody pass.
We really are out of practice.
Yeah.
I should say, in my defense, that I've had two knee surgeries in the last 8 months. And sciatica. So I've been crippled up and pitiful for a lot of this time.
Now I'm crippled up and pitiful, but I haven't had surgery. Here you go. Can I have some more Clydeside?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're getting old, let me just tell you.
I know.
You should see John and I before we left the house.
Oh.
My foot was killing me. Not my back, which is what my initial problem is.
I know.
But my foot. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And then... John was trying to get out of his chair, and he's like,
yeah.
And it's to help me put on my sock.
It takes a few seconds to get up, you know. I'm doing all right.
But at least he can put on his socks. I can't put on my right sock. So I need assistance.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now we have added a bit of water.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Oh, okay. Judy is still.
Some of us have.
She was.
One of us has, which their name is Marlis.
Yeah.
She. Oh, okay. Just me then.
I know. So I guess that's some.
I'm easily distracted, so I didn't put any in yet.
But we always do a little water test. Well, usually do a little water test to see if a whiskey will stand up to being either mixed or served with ice. Because we Americans do like our ice.
I'm going to make whiskey slushies.
Yeah, not the not the bad people in masks seizing people.
No, we aren't the bad Americans.
No,
not those people.
We're the woke ones, apparently. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
And happy.
We may lose listeners.
We may lose one of our four listeners.
Yes.
I can
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Glenkinchie.
Glenkinchie with a bit of water. We'll see how it... And this is the 12-year-old. So my anticipation is that it will do okay with a bit of water. Mm-hmm. Hmm. In fact, if anything, it intensifies a bit of the... Oh, shit. I can't identify the actual taste that is identified, but the oakiness or the kind of the lower notes, that kind of the structure.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't help. I know. Sorry.
Buzzing. It was my phone.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
I like it, even with water. Tasty little booger. Anyone else?
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I think it's lighter than it was before. I can tell difference. So
for me, it seems a little more open that I'm getting more poof, with it.
Well,
Judy's phone is misbehaving.
All right.
All right.
So now the boffin.
Mm-hmm. With a little bit of water.
I still can't smell it. Of course, the water would not help that. But I was like, maybe?
It still tastes pretty good, but it's a little weaker, obviously, with the water. So I don't know that I like it as much.
Yeah, I think I would prefer this just neat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm somebody who tends to like ice, except in the winter. I don't like ice in the winter. I found that I do not, because it's cold out and I don't want ice.
Oh, well, you know, I've been reading in my audiobooks, I've been redoing the Elizabeth Peters, Amelia Peabody series,
mm-hmm.
where they love whiskey and soda. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, they're in Egypt, so they don't get a lot of ice hanging around. But I'm like, why would you do that to a nice whiskey? Go, psh, put you know, carbonated mm-hmm. water in it. That seems kind of rude.
When John and I first started drinking scotch, I think it was, I remember we were at Disney World at the resort, and we got away from our children, and we went to the bar, at the pool, the poolside bar, and got scotch and sodas. Remember? And, we used to do that when we first started, but we were baby scotch drinkers.
We were young and foolish.
We were in our 30s, I guess.
If that's the way you like it, you go right ahead.
Yes,
you
know? That's right. Yeah, do not denigrate.
Just don't use the really expensive ones. Yeah, for that. Yeah.
They can put it in whatever they want, Marlis. Right. It's their scotch.
I know. It's like scotch political correctness.
Yeah.
Which is, and normally I'm extremely politically correct, but, you know.
Just don't tell anybody.
I know,
if you put it in expensive scotch.
Right.
Well, you can tell non-scotch drinkers because they don't know any better.
There was a woman working for one of the scotch producers at one of these big, you know, scotch expo kind of things. And she was, you know, serving a group of men. And she was saying, okay, now this is their latest version and it is meant to be mixed. And they were all like, oh, excuse me, you are a woman. Poo-poo. No scotch is meant to be mixed. How can you say this, you foolish person?
Why do they sound like Russians?
Well, because I'm being rude about them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... Her manager came up, you know, and he said, oh, what's going on? And they said, oh, well, this, you know, da, 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 da. And he said, well, you know, I'm going to leave you with, you know, Catherine or whatever his name here. She knows far more about it. And yes, we did make it to be mixed, you know, and it was like, so, you know, let's not let our prejudices become our beliefs, I guess, is my theory here.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's really hard.
You know,
sometimes.
Those are good words of wisdom for these days and times.
That's
you
true.
Know?
I know.
You
know?
That's true.
All right, well, let's go on to Stopcross, which is, I want to know what the history of Stopcross Road now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I should have looked that up.
It's a real Glasgow name. Glasgow kind of rejoices in its, you know, gritty image.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where Olaf, like, do you want to get in that bag?
And he might, yeah. Or he might not.
That's okay.
Mm. Well, it didn't hurt it. I think it's because it is so young and kind of alcohol-y.
Obstreperous, I would say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obstreperous, mm-hmm. yeah. But the water calms it down a little bit, but I don't think ruins the flavor at all.
More fruit aroma.
If you had, like, you know, a single serving, which is like 1.5 ounces, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's like they give you a glass of wine and it's got, you know, 1.5 inches in this enormous glass. And it's like, you could put a lot more in there.
Yeah.
If you just tried, you could do that. But anyway.
A lot more space. Yeah.
But yeah, again, because it's so young and kind of, you know, boisterous. Okay, boisterous is better. It's not obstreperous. It's boisterous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obstreperous would be like it's really loud. But
that rye is obstreperous.
Is it?
Yeah, that's my
can
always.
Be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we're not drinking rye, so that's okay.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of flavor in there still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, all the fruit and the sherry and the, you know, not cherry, but I guess they call them sultanas. I don't know why.
Sultanas were the boffin.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Well, no, but I think it's in there too. It's like a kind of raisin, I think. Isn't it?
I've looked it up before.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
Let me check again.
Oh, and just in case you're wondering, you know, the Glenkinchie doesn't have a statement about chill filtering or, you know, that sort of thing. So I don't know if it is or
yes,
not.
Yes, they are a dried seedless white grape.
Okay.
Have I ever told you the story of when I was a elementary school librarian. Mm-hmm. I think it was my first year. Mm-hmm. And there was this little boy, and we were talking about raisins. I said, well, you know, they're made out of grapes. Mm-hmm. And he didn't believe me. He thought I was crazy. I was crazy town. So I took him over. This is before computers and the internet. This is mm-hmm. how old I am getting.
That's right.
Well, computers, mm-hmm. they were around, but we didn't yeah, even have one have in one. The yeah. library at that time.
You and are
there
were, old.
And there was no, I am old, and bad, there was, and there was no internet.
Oh, geez.
Al Gore had not invented it yet.
Right.
So I took him over to the dictionary that was on the big, you know, stand that dictionaries always were on. And we looked up, you know, mm-hmm. we looked it up and I showed it to him. And I don't think he still, we probably couldn't read. But anyway, he still right. didn't believe me. It was like, I felt like my first reference question failed or something.
No, I know. You come up against this wall. My friend Jan used to teach in an inner city Catholic girls' school. And, you know, she was trying to, you know, a lot of the girls had never been out of Chicago, literally, never out of town. Mm-hmm. So she tried to, you know, introduce, you know, different pictures or, you know, experiences from other countries. And she would try to describe mountains, you know, like they're even taller than the Sears Tower. And they just laughed. I was like, no.
No.
No. And they wouldn't believe her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, no, really.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah. I also taught.
You believe, some people believe anything, you know, and it was like. No.
I also taught in inner city schools. Mm-hmm, that was mm-hmm. That was pretty much my only experience, except for the Catholic high school, which mm-hmm. was not. That was horrible. That was worse than working in any other school. Mm-hmm. But another story. But anyway, these kids, we lived like, well, the schools were like just a few miles from the Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 miles from the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm.
and they had never been to the beach.
I know.
Because they didn't have bus fare. They didn't. And if they used bus fare, it was to go shopping or do important things. It wasn't to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? So, yeah. And they didn't believe you when you told them things like that. And for some reason, they didn't take them on field trips to the beach, probably because they assumed they'd been there. I'm a sweetie. So, yeah, it's interesting. People just, you can't assume people have had the same experiences as
mm-hmm,
you,
mm-hmm.
even if they live close to something that mm-hmm. you don't live close to,
yeah.
but you know about, because not everybody has the same opportunities as others.
Well, and I realize, you know, that, I'm sorry, the cat is feeling mournful today. It's cold out, so he's been coming in all day.
Cold. It's like 72.
I know, but it's been damp. You know, he's been coming in and sleeping on my lap for a while for warmth. And he gets up, and so now, no, the door is closed. I'm sorry.
You are now being entertained by Parola.
I know.
But he's a very handsome kitty.
He is.
When I post it on social media, I will include a picture of Parola. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to send me one because
I will.
I probably have one somewhere, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have him. Like I don't have an album for Parola.
Parola, no, no.
Maybe we should make a picture of him. The picture for the podcast.
I know. Occasional contributor.
We could stick him in front of the bottles.
Like, I know.
Yes, and take a picture. But so anyway, so
yeah.
I'm having a senior moment, I guess.
I hate it.
So.
I hate it. You start a sentence and you're sure you're going someplace and then, whoops.
And I'm not as old as Marlis.
Not by nearly.
She's not old enough to be my mother. She's old enough to be my older sister.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost as old as my sister.
Because
my sister is a lot older. I think there's 12 years between between us and 14 years between me and my sister.
Okay.
So anyway.
Mm.
Yes.
What was I saying?
I have no idea. You have podcast Tourette's.
I've just been alone too long.
Yeah.
I just want to talk. And I don't know what I'm saying. And Jesus, what was I talking about?
We don't know.
It'll come back.
It was you were sitting here. What was I talking about? What were we talking about?
We weren't paying attention.
Oh,
we were.
Oh, that's right. I'm with John and Marlis, where they never pay attention to me.
You were talking about, you know, kids at the inner city school.
No. Oh, right. Beach. It was an inner city school thing.
No, we had gone past that. Okay. And then we were doing this, and I was like, we were, and then I went back to the topic.
Mm-hmm. The scotch?
I was looking at the scotch bottles, and I was going to say something about them. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Look at them again.
I am. And it's not coming back. Well, never mind.
That's all right.
It must not have been important. All of us, including all of you out there in podcast land, all four of you, and all of me, and all of, well, not John and Marlis, because they don't listen to me anyway.
Right.
Will now wonder what the hell I was going to say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. It wasn't important.
All right. Anyway. So this is our...
See how much she cares?
I'll care later.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe she used to be my boss?
Yeah, it was rocky.
Oh, rough time.
Not as rocky as I've had with mine.
Oh, all right. Anyway, this concludes our return to the Lowlands.
Yeah.
And extremely interesting...
Side conversation?
Expressions. Oh, well, that too. I was going back to the scotch.
Well, we think they're interesting. They may not.
That, so exactly.
If you want to leave a comment, please do. Mm-hmm. We will try not to take offense.
Yeah, but all of them are kind of light, floral, fruity. Yeah. They all share that.
I remember now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do our which one's our favorite.
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
So, which one's your favorite, Marlis?
You know, I think I'm going to go with the Clydeside Stovecross. I actually enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, it's a youngster, but it is good. Mm-hmm, it had a lot of
and
flavor.
Rambunctious.
It's rambunctious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I didn't dislike any of them. They were all tasty.
That's the thing. I would definitely drink any of these when I come to Marlis's. If she has any Glenkinchie left, I will drink some of it. And luckily for us, we get to take the Bothan and the Clydesdale or whatever.
Clydesdale is a horse.
Yes, I know. The Clydeside home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So we can, I will not go, oh, I don't like anything that's in the, our liquor cabinet is so full that we bought some monkey shoulder. And some tequila today, and John's down there going click, 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 trying to get him. Oh, no, I got to put him in.
Yeah.
Then you went to the, because we went to Trader Joe's and we bought those there. And then John went to Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. No, Safeway.
Yeah.
God, what is, it must be the alcohol now.
Mm-hmm.
And bought a bottle of Bushmills, because I don't think they have Bushmills at Trader Joe's. But, he was trying to find a spot for it. Now you're clink, clink, clink.
Fall and you can't squeeze another bottle.
And but
in there
we try so many. We've tried so many whiskeys over 70 episodes. We're like, these two bottles will not fit. We're gonna. I guess we should put. We need
They'll
to
have
move.
To drink some.
Yeah, that's
darn.
True. I know.
Right? But they're gonna have to sit on our kitchen counter, which with everything else. That's on our kitchen counter.
I know. Yeah.
And
that's a problem.
Because we just don't. But there's a lot of stuff in there. It's like, you know, I just don't feel it. Like when I look at it, it's like,
We should take everything out and put back the stuff we like.
What are we going to do with the stuff we don't like?
You can
box in the garage.
Okay.
Or
donate it to the whiskey bank.
No, in August when we're going to Tamara and Evelyn's. Bring it up there. See if they want them.
Yeah, you get everybody drunk so they can drive home.
No, but just give Tamara and Evelyn the.
They're not going to drink it. They're
but
very
they might
particular.
Use, oh, very. All right.
We can take it, but they're very particular about their alcoholic.
So, does anyone
beverages.
Care what my favorite is?
Yes.
I didn't say what my favorite. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite?
No, I started this. So, what's your favorite?
My favorite is all three of them. I think it's a three-way tie.
Oh.
Mm.
I like all three of them equally, and they're a little bit different each, but I really do like all three of them. They're just delicious.
Actually, I guess I did kind of say that, you know, there wasn't any that I would turn down, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it has the more of a the sherry cask flavor is the Botham.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a sherry cask whore. Mm-hmm.
See, I was going to say that, and I thought, no, that would be rude, Marlis. But yeah.
Judy beat you to it.
I can say it about myself. Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Well, you can say it about me too, Marlis, because I've known you for 20 years, whatever.
That's true. All right. Anyway.
At least 20 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe probably more.
Yeah, let's not count. So rude. Anyway, but, you know, try some Lowland scotches. Don't write them off as the ladies' dram, so to speak. They're interesting. They're, you know, and the Clydeside is young and upcoming. And the Bothan, even though it's, you know, a store brand or whatever, has some interesting stuff.
But it is rumored to be made by a distillery that is a true distillery. I mean, you know, like it has like a name.
Yeah, it's all very mysterious.
Yeah, the Blandock, which I'm not Blandock. Familiar with. That's what I said.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was just...
You're just repeating me.
Yeah.
God, it's like living with John. I'll say something. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll say something and he says the same thing. I'm like, I just said that. He's like, I know.
I was affirming.
Anyway.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, but they all have a different personality. That's the thing is that, you know, they look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And the coloring and everything, but they all have a different personality.
Yeah.
All scotches have a different... That's the thing. All scotches have a different personality.
Due to the water, the distiller, the malt, the, you know, whatever. Oh, one thing I should say is that I read about Glenkinchie is they no longer do their own malting on the floor, you know, where they roast the barley and then, you know, mess it about and then...
They assault it?
Yeah, or? They do. They, yeah. You know, whoosh, whoosh. Monkey shoulder. That's why, you know, supposedly they got that kind of dipped shoulder by, you know, pushing the malted barley.
That was carrying it. It was carrying the malt, the barley or whatever was in the sack on their shoulder.
Oh, okay.
That was what the monkey shoulder
was anyway, from. You know, so personal deformity aside, you know, it's... but a lot of distilleries don't do that anymore. They you know, go with a malting place that does these things.
Okay, yeah. That everything's kind of... outsourced, man.
I know. It's so... Yeah. Anyway.
It's offensive.
Yes. I endorse this. But yeah. Anyway. So I think that kind of wraps up our return to the Lowlands. I was kind of surprised. I don't remember... being that fond of the Lowlands the first time we did
that. Maybe you should listen to the last Lowland episode to recall how you felt, since you probably haven't listened to it anyway.
Probably ever, yeah.
Well, I always figure I was there. Right. Why would I?
Exactly. Anyway. You'd be amazed. You'd be going like, oh, I don't remember that.
I certainly don't remember saying that, you know, which is probably my most... Yeah, anyway.
And the other part of you saying, God, I hate my voice. Well, you know, but anyway, that's another story.
Anyway, you know, give these guys a try. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
And especially if you have someone you're wanting to introduce to Scotch whiskey and, you know, they kind of prefer that lighter white wine or white wine spritzer taste or something like that. You know, go with something like these. They're... probably the closest thing you're going to get in a Scotch whiskey.
Mm.
And they're very tasty.
I'm not sure that was a compliment, but okay.
Well, it's not for me because that's not my thing. But that is other people's thing.
Are you saying Lowland whiskeys aren't your thing?
They're lovely. Given a choice.
I'm putting her over a barrel. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're just so rude.
I'm giving her a hard time. That's just terrible.
Is it a sherry barrel?
Oh, yeah.
It could be.
Then I can live with that.
It's all right. If it's a sherry barrel, she's cool.
I know. Anyway. You know, just think about them. And even the Bothan, which, again, you know, we don't usually appreciate store
brands
as much as perhaps we should. But, very tasty.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe they're getting better. I don't know. Somebody saw one once. Anyway.
Thank you.
That's an inside joke.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I like all three of them. And I think I need a little bit more of each one. So there you go.
All right.
Have a great one.
Yeah, have a good night.
Au revoir.
Or morning.
Midday. Noon.
Lunch.
Whatever.